Come, let us celebrate the remembrance of Samhain. He is the all-owner, the trader of souls. Assuming the body of Samhain, God has become the storekeeper of the true known. This is the bhajan Au Yada Manaya Samhainadi, page 19. He kept waking up the sleeping souls. He always kept distributing the gifts of Nam. He has broken the bonds of high and low. He has come as the benefactor. He is above birth and death. He is truer than the truest. He, the beautiful one, is the resident of Satchkhand and has liberated the world in the Iron Age. He who has repeated his Nam has earned glory in both worlds. He cuts the cycle of 84. The glimpse of his darshan is unique. He is the divine light who has come. His radiance is within all. O Ajaib, let us sing the praise of Emperor Samhain. He has liberated the drowning world.
Au yada manaye Samhainadi kulamalik ruhadav pardiye urubhadarda ke chohula Samhainada sachenam damvanya bandariye Ahuyada manahiye sawanadi kulamalikaruhadava pariye urubadarda ke chola sawanada sachenam davaniya bandariye uruha sutiyanu ahana jagondariya datta namadiya sadhi lutondariya Uruha sutiyanu ana jagondariha Datta namadiya sadahi lutondariha Ucha nicha de bandana toradite Bane aya he upakariye Ahuyada manaye Samhainadi Kulamalikaruhadava pariye Urubhadarda ke chola Samhainada sachenam davaniya bandariye oho jamana maranato unchae o suchiato bi suchae Oha janma maranato unchae O suchiato bi suchae Oho hasi sona sachikandahada Kalajuga vichaduniya tariye Ahuyada manaye Samhainadi Kulamalikaruhadava pariye Urubhadarda ke chola Samhainada sachenam davaniya bandariye O de namanunjisinatiahe. Jasadoha jahanato kartiahe. O de namanunjisinatiahe. Jasadoha jahanato kartiahe. Oh, katada gira charo side. O de darsha di jalika niyariye. Ahu yadamanaye sawanadi. Kulamalikaruhadavapariye. Urubhadarike chola sawanada. Sachinamada vaniya bandariye. O chotalahi aye. O di gati gati vichar shanaye. O chota alahi aye. O di gati gati vichar shanaye. Ajayava guna gaye shasawana de usadubadi dunia tardiye ahuyadamanaye sawana de kulamalikaruhadava pardiye. Urubhadarike chola sawanada sachinamada baniya bandariye.
He is the divine light who has come. His radiance is within all. O Ajayab, let us sing the praise of Emperor Sawan. He has liberated the drowning world. Come, let us celebrate the remembrance of Sawan. He is the all-owner, the trader of souls. Assuming the body of Sawan, God has become the storekeeper of the true Nam. And continuing, reading in the adventure story, In Search of the Gracious One. And we've been reading in the section called At the Feet of Kripal. This is the time when Sanchi has received initiation. Kripal came to him just as he was told by Sawan and by Baba Bishan Das and reached the fulfillment of his lifetime search. So last time we just finished reading the story of Rama coming to visit the rishis and munis, and the old lady Shivari was the one there who had the true love, the true devotion. Familiar story. So picking up, Sanchi says, "This is a very old story from the scriptures. But the reality is that there were many learned and wealthy people around Master Kripal Singh. There were many people who held very high posts, and many great people used to go to him. However, he chose to come to this poor one, just as Lord Rama chose to go to Shivari. In the same way, Almighty Lord Kripal chose to come to my home, and he blessed and glorified my home. In the same way, in ancient times, the town of Delhi was called Mastinapur, and the Pandavas and Kauravas were ruling there. When they started fighting with each other, Lord Krishna wanted to go there to mediate between them and stop the war. They were cousins, and Lord Krishna thought that if they fought, the world would experience a great loss, because they were the entire ruling family of India. Duryodhana was king at that time, and he was very proud of his kingship. He thought, "I am a very important person, so Lord Krishna will come directly to my house." However, there was one low-caste servant, a sweeper, named Vidur. He was a devotee of Lord Krishna, and he also had the desire that Lord Krishna would come to his house. Even though Duryodhana was proud and thought that Lord Krishna would come to his house, when Krishna came, seeing the devotion of Vidur, he went straight to the house of Vidur. Vidur was not at home when Lord Krishna arrived. Vidur's wife was there, but she was bathing. When Lord Krishna called the name of Vidur from outside the house, she became mad in the love of Lord Krishna, so much so that she forgot to put on her clothes, but came out of the bath completely naked. Lord Krishna told her, "Crazy woman, you are not even aware that you are naked. Go, put on your clothes." Lord Krishna came into the house and sat there, waiting for Vidur to come. Vidur's wife wanted to serve Lord Krishna by giving him food. However, there was nothing in the house except bananas. She took a banana from the cupboard and peeled it, but instead of giving the fruit to Lord Krishna, she gave him the skin and threw away the fruit. However, Lord Krishna didn't complain, and he ate it. When Vidur came in, he saw that his wife had given the skin to Lord Krishna and had thrown away the fruit. He rebuked her, saying, "Have you left your senses? What are you doing? You have given the skin to God and thrown away the fruit." She brought another banana, and he peeled it and gave the fruit to Lord Krishna and threw away the peel. However, Lord Krishna replied, "Vidur, the sweetness that I had in that peel is not in this fruit." Then she cooked vegetables for Lord Krishna, but forgot to put salt in them. Lord Krishna ate that dish but never complained. However, when Vidur ate that food, he became very upset, and he told his wife, "What has happened to you? Have you gone mad? First you gave the skin of the banana to Lord Krishna. Now you are not putting salt in the vegetables. What's wrong with you?" However, Lord Krishna told him the next day, "Oh, Vidur, you don't know the sweetness of that vegetable which she made for me. That vegetable dish was sweeter than kheer." That's rice pudding. "She made that vegetable dish with so much love, and when I ate that food made with love, it was very helpful to me. I spent all night in meditation. Because of that love and the sweetness of the vegetables, I was able to meditate for a long time." The next day, when Duryodhana came to know that Lord Krishna had stayed overnight at a servant's house, he was very upset. He spoke with Lord Krishna very sharply, saying, "You don't like our palaces. I know you went there to eat very sweet, delicious food, because they have very sweet things for you. However, you did not remember that they are of a low caste. They're not people of our caste." However, the masters always say, God never looks at the caste. He looks only at love and devotion. Since my childhood, I had been reading the Bani of Bhai Gurdas, which says that if we are able to feed a Gurumukh, if we are able to put even one grain in the mouth of a Gurumukh, we get the fruit of performing millions of yajnas, which is a type of religious deed. So I had this very old desire that sometime in my life I would meet a Gurumukh, and I would feed him from my sincere earnings. I had this desire that when my master would come to my home, I would have the opportunity to feed him. As it happened, when I met with beloved Lord Kirpal, he told Taiji that from then onwards, the clarified butter, or the ghee, and the wheat that they would use in his kitchen should come from me. Graciously, he gave me the order to send those things to him. This was a very old desire of mine, and he fulfilled that desire. Just as Lord Rama went to Shivaji's home, and he did not go to any other place. In the same way, Lord Almighty Kirpal came to this poor one's home, and he blessed me with his presence. Master listens to everyone's prayer, but to whose home does he come? When we make our heart full of yearning for him, when we make a place for him, he definitely answers our prayers and comes to our home. Just as when a child calls for its mother, the mother cannot delay. She leaves everything. She comes to pick up the child. In the same way, when we call for our beloved master, leaving everything, he comes at once to us. The master is so gracious, he is so kind and merciful, that whoever has remembered him with a true heart, he at once comes to him. He doesn't even care. He doesn't even remember to wear his shoes. But at once, as soon as he hears the call of his dear one, he comes, because the sincere call of the devotee moves him very deeply. Even though I had many people working at my farm, still, I myself used to plow that 1 acre of land where I grew the wheat for my beloved Lord. I watered that field myself, and I used to take care of it. I did not allow anyone else to go near that field. I used to grow the wheat for him myself. In the same way, I used to take care of the cow that gave the milk to make the clarified butter for the master. All the time that I was doing that, I did the Simran, and I always felt grateful to the master. I considered that seva higher than the kingdom of the heavens, and I always felt that I was the most fortunate one because the master had given me such an opportunity to do that seva. I would always wonder, what good deed have I done because of which I have been given this opportunity to serve my beautiful master? And this is one of Sanchi's bhajans. O beloved Satguru, improve my life. Suffering by karma, I am calling at your door. I have not even a little control over you. Except you in this world, nothing else is mine. I've come to your shelter. Don't reject me. I've got much suffering. No more agony. Cool my heart, which is heated by pain. O beloved Satguru, improve my life. And that's the bhajan, Satguru Pyare Meri. When I sang this bhajan in front of my beloved master, which says, O master, I do not have even a little bit of control over you, he said, No, don't say that. That is not true. Those who meditate definitely have power over the master. Like the master has all his control over the disciple, if the disciple loves the master, if he goes within, he also gains control over the master. The obedient children can even tie the father with ropes. They can do anything because they have controlled their father in their love. In the same way, for the obedient disciples, there's nothing impossible because they have manifested the Master and they have controlled the Master with their love. Those who meditate and go within, they have the power over Satguru. Whatever they want, Satguru will do for them. And this is another bhajan. This is Kripala Guru Aja. Kirtapala Guru Aja. Come, O Guru Kripal, the Sun God is calling you. In your hands is the key to the whole world. Folding their hands, the Sun God is calling you. Where did you go, O giver, leaving the Sun God? This is my prayer, that you may always show yourself to us. O protector of the Sun God, don't delay. Hearing our voice, come soon. All the Sun God is sitting, waiting to have your darshan. O doctor of the Sun God, the medicine is in your hands. Somebody else locked the door, and you applied the key. You saved Joga by becoming the guard. When Nanaki called, you came at once. Lovingly, you ate the chapati of request. In that way, you come and don't forget me. From the very beginning, you've been hearing the requests. You made the ship of Makan the trader come to the shore. Save the Sangat. This is the request of Ajaib the Sadhu. The Satguru knows what is there in our hearts because he is sitting within us. Once, I had made some chutney, and I had even prepared food. And then the thought came into my heart that when Nanaki, the sister of Guru Nanak, had made a chapati, when that chapati turned out very beautiful, very good, she thought, my brother, Guru Nanak, should come and eat this. Even though at that time Guru Nanak was living far away, but still, he appeared there to eat the chapati because his sister had remembered him with love. So I thought that like Guru Nanak came to quench the thirst of his sister, is it possible that my master may come and fulfill my desire? I had the desire that my master should come and eat the chutney which I had made and eat the food which I had prepared. And it's true that after that, the Master sent one person whose name was Ramlal. He came and informed me that Master was coming there for lunch. Because I had desired that Master should come and eat the food there, even though there was no schedule for that, but still the Master came and he ate that chutney and he ate that food. Then the Master told me, your chutney is very delicious. And now that I have eaten your salt, I will have to be true to your salt, and I will have to give you something. I was a very fortunate one that the Master who was residing within me heard my plea, knew my desire, and he came and fulfilled my desire. And we'll leave off at that point. This is a satsang that Sanchi gave in July of 1977 in Sebastopol. It's on a hymn of Hazrat Bahu, and it's in the book Streams in the Desert with the title, Make Your Heart Like a Mountain. So beginning with a line from the hymn, a lover should develop his love and keep his heart like a mountain. And Sanchi says, to meet God, to realize God, and to do the devotion of God, we need to make our hearts as big as a mountain. Many storms come, But that mountain doesn't move from its place. The storm comes and goes, but the mountain is still there. In the same way, we have to make our heart that big. When we are doing the devotion of God, our relatives, even our friends, taunt us. And our family members and parents also say, "Our son has become a renunciate." So when we are doing the devotion of God, everyone comes and taunts us. And whatever religion or atmosphere we have been brought up in, people try to enforce that religious belief on us and compel us to follow the religious practices that they do. But if we have a very strong and big heart, no matter what comes in the way, we will still go on doing our devotion. Master Sawan Singh was once troubled by this problem of public shame. After he took Baba Jamal Singh as his master, he invited him to do satsang in his own town. Because Master Sawan Singh was born in a Sikh family, he brought the Guru Granth Sahib and requested Baba Jamal Singh to comment on that, so that people should not realize that he is no longer taking the holy book as his master, and he has taken another man, Baba Jamal Singh, as his master. I believe the point here is that the belief among the Sikhs was that Guru Gobind Singh, the 10th guru, had declared that he would be the final, the last guru, and after him, people should look to the book, the Guru Granth Sahib, as guru. Sanchi has said that he himself has searched Guru Granth Sahib from beginning to end more than once and never found anything that any guru, especially Guru Gobind Singh, had said like that. But the Sikhs believed that, so Sawan Singh was nervous that the people in his town would think that he, Sawan Singh, had gone to someone who was simply posing as a master. But after the satsang, Bibi Ruko went on the rooftop of the house and started singing the hymns written by Swamiji Maharaj. And Master Sawan Singh used to say about this experience, in his own words, that when Bibi Ruko started singing the hymns of Swamiji Maharaj, all the problem of public shame went away. And after that, Master Sawan Singh was not troubled by this problem. He couldn't stop Bibi Ruko from singing the hymns of Swamiji Maharaj, as she was the cook for Baba Jamal Singh. And in that way, when everything came out in the open in front of the world, Master Sawan Singh was no longer worried about public shame. This worry about what other people think is an obstacle on the path of spirituality. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to tell about an uncle of his who taunted Baba Jamal Singh very much. Whenever Sawan Singh would talk about Baba Jamal Singh, he would tell him not to. But when, at his end time, he saw that Master Jamal Singh had come to take him, he said, "You help my brother-in-law to take initiation from Baba Jamal Singh." Master Kripal Singh also had to face the same problem when he took Master Sawan Singh to his village, Sayad Kasran. At that place, the Sikh people, the Akali people, were opposing Master Sawan Singh so much that they told everybody, those living in that village, not to give anything to Kripal Singh, not even salt. A special gathering was called to oppose Master Sawan Singh because he had come there and they were making decisions and planning how to disturb Master Sawan Singh during his satsang, and how to bring him out of the home of Kripal Singh and give him a very hard time. So Master Kripal Singh used to relate this incident, telling it in his own words, that once when Master Sawan Singh was taking his morning walk and they were coming back to the house, they reached a crossroads. One street went straight to the Gurdwara, the religious temple of the Sikh people, and the other street went to the house of Kripal Singh. But he said that Master Sawan Singh, when they arrived at that place, expressed his desire to go to the Gurdwara. And he asked, "Should we go to the Gurdwara?" And Kripal Singh's older brother, Jodh Singh, said, "But there are many opponents at the Gurdwara. They are all gathered there only to criticize you and oppose you, so it's not a good thing to go there." But Master Kripal, who knew the inner secret of Master Sawan Singh, told his brother, "How do you understand my master? Do you understand him only as a human being? He is almighty. Let him do whatever he wants." So Master Sawan Singh went to the Gurdwara, and because he remained within the limit of society, he bowed down to Guru Granth Sahib. At that place, a group of Akalis were giving a long talk, and they were talking about Master Sawan Singh and opposing him. So, when Master Sawan Singh went there, the leader of the Akalis came to Master Sawan Singh and asked him, "First of all, what is your religion?" So Master Sawan Singh replied, "My religion is the same as God's, but I was born in a Sikh family, and I am called a Sikh." And the next question that the Akali leader asked him was, "Who is your God?" And Sawan replied, "I take Guru Granth Sahib as my God, and Gurbani is my master. But this Gurbani is talking about some other Bani also, and that Bani is my master. That Shabd is my master." Then the Akali leader asked him, "So why are all these people calling you the master?" Master Sawan Singh said, "This is up to them, whether they call me master or friend. But I understand myself to be the servant of the Sangat." So when Master Sawan Singh replied these words to the Akali leader, he was very much impressed and asked many other questions, which were beautifully answered by Master Sawan Singh. And hearing all those answers, all those who were present were also much impressed. Finally, the same leader who had first opposed Master Sawan Singh came down from the dais and said to him, "This part of your teaching is very good. That part of your teaching is very good. You are very good." And he started praising him, saying, "Now I understand that you are the perfect master, and now you are shining in your full glory." Another Akali brother came up and said, "Once we were opposing him, once we were saying that he does not believe in Guru Granth Sahib and does not take our Bani as his master. But now you are praising him. Why is that?" And the leader said, "Well, that was my mistake. Until one sees with his own eyes, he cannot realize what is what." So he was also troubled by public shame, and once he realized the truth, he had no problem shouting from the rooftops that Sawan Singh was the perfect master. The problem of public shame comes to everybody. When Guru Nanak Sahib started doing the devotion of God, in the beginning his own parents were telling him not to. Masters say that if a mother wants to give birth to a baby, she should give birth to either a brave man, or to a giver, or to a saint. Otherwise, what is the need for the mother to spoil her own body if the child who's getting birth from the womb is not going to become one of the three? All the past saints who have come into this world, they all have had to face this problem of public shame. And they all have had to face the worldly-minded people also. Paltu Sahib says, "The devotee and the worldly-minded person are enemy to each other, and all the four ages will bear testimony to this." Guru Nanak Sahib also says that the devotees and the worldly-minded people cannot get along with each other. Once Guru Nanak came back to his village after doing satsang at some other place, and looking at him, some people called him mad, some called him a ghost, and some people felt sympathy for him and said that he was poor Nanak, son of Kalu, and nobody's taking care of him. So Guru Nanak at that point said this, "Some people call me mad, some people call me a ghost, and those who feel that I am dear to them, those who have sympathy for me, they call me poor Nanak, the son of Kalu." And they also add this, that no one is taking care of me, as I have gone mad. Even though we know that in any family, if any devotee comes to them, that family is always respected in the world. So in this hymn, Hazrat Bahu says that if you want to practice the path of devotion, you need to make a big heart. And only after thinking a lot and thinking very carefully should you start on the path of devotion. Because the path of devotion is not easy. It's not like taking a piece of rock candy and eating it. To practice the path of devotion, one has to struggle with the mind. One has to dominate over the organs of senses. And in that way, one has to do very hard work. And after doing this hard work, if anyone becomes successful in this path, what does he get? He gets the highest status from God. And another line from the hymn. "He should understand blame and taunts as comfort and enjoyments." Now, Hazrat Bahu says that this world never allows any devotee to do the devotion of God easily. It always gives a very hard time to the devotee. Consider Mansur. First, his eyes were put out, and after that he was hanged. But still people were not satisfied, so they stoned him to death. Hearing these things, we also feel ashamed at what the worldly-minded people have done to the beloveds of God. Guru Arjan Dev Ji was tortured in Lahore. They made him sit on hot coals, and after that, burning sand was thrown over his head, and then he was given a cold shower so that he might have more pain. While he was being tortured in this way, Mian Mir, who was a very advanced disciple of Guru Arjan Dev, came there and said, "Guru Dev, if you will let me, I will raze the city of Lahore to the ground." But Guru Arjan Dev said, "No, this is the will of God, and we have to accept it happily. I like the will of God more than anything. I can also do what you are saying that you can do, but to be in the will of God or the Master is the best thing for a disciple." Guru Arjan Dev was opposed by both the Pundits and the Maulana, the Hindu and the Muslim leaders. When Satgurus come and do their satsang, those people who are bound to their religious beliefs, or who are bound to the laws of their religion, or those who are afraid that people will go to that saint and attend his satsang and become his disciples, so that their business will lose, all these people oppose the Sant Satguru and teach people how to give a hard time to the masters. Thus, Hazrat Bahu says that if we are doing the devotion of God, no matter how many complaints come to us, no matter how much of a hard time people are giving us, still, just as when the flowers are coming into blossom, they give out their fragrance. In the same way, even after hearing the doubts of the worldly people, we should keep on doing the work, doing the devotion of God, and always the fragrance of that devotion will come out from us. And we should not stop doing it even after hearing the people's taunts. In the beginning, when I was starting my search for saints and Mahatmas, when I was visiting many Mahatmas, the same thing happened to my family also. Unrest was created there, and my relatives came to me, gave me a very hard time. They told me, "By going to saints and Mahatmas, you are bringing disgrace to the family. You are giving a very bad name to the family. What do you have to do with going to the saints?" Once I went to Punjab to do the satsang, and sitting in that satsang was one of my uncles, but I didn't know that. He was hiding himself, and he only came to see what I was doing there. So after satsang, when he saw that I was not collecting money from anybody, and that people were coming and going after hearing my satsang, he felt very sorry for me, that I was unnecessarily doing service for the people without it taking anything from them. So he came to me. He couldn't bear that people were using me without paying me anything. So he asked me, "Without getting any payment, you are working for the people?" And I told him, "Uncle, when I am not taking anything from the people, then you are saying, you're not doing a good thing. But if I start taking money from the people, then you will say, you're begging and you're bringing a bad name to the family. So how can I please you? Because from either side, you're not pleased. You tell me the way in which I can please you." Later, when my foster parents were leaving the body, I was cabled. This uncle who was present there saw that Hazur Kripal came to take both of them. And then he said, "Now I believe in you. You are doing a good thing, and your master is perfect." My father was 95 years old when he left the body, and his body had become very weak. But a few days before he left, he started believing in our master because the master came to him many times. So when I went there, he told me, "Tomorrow I'm going to leave the body at 12 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, he called me and he told me to sit with him. After that, he took me in his lap and caressed me, and he told me, "I made a great mistake. In the beginning, I told you not to do devotion, but now I'm seeing that your path is the true one, and whatever you are doing, that is the truth, because your master is here. I'm seeing him in front of me. Moreover, within me, I am seeing him also." So I was very glad to know that, at least at his end time, he had accepted his mistake and now was believing in our master. So when he left the body and master took care of him, master came to liberate him, even though he was not initiated. The other people of the family who were present there, they also praised the master and said, "He is a great master." And they got initiation from our master. Master Sawan Singh used to say that a master has to liberate even the relatives of the satsangis. He is going to liberate the satsangis, but he also has to liberate the relatives of the satsangis. In our family, there was one young boy of 14 years, and he was suffering very much from smallpox. When I would sit near him, He would say, "Now I am feeling some relief." But whenever I would leave him, and his parents or anybody else were coming in and sitting near him, he would say, "Why are you not taking away the insects that are eating up my body? The snakes are coming. They're biting my body." And in that way, he would tell them about his suffering. But there were no insects, nothing on his body. But this was always going on within. He was getting suffering from within. But in that village, there were four or five satsangis. And with Master's grace, Master was so gracious on that boy, and he gave darshan to all the four or five satsangis in that village. And Master told them that on the fourth day, he will come to take that boy at midnight. And to that boy's mother, the Master also gave an experience. In her vision, she saw that the Master had come and told her, "Don't worry, I will take your son up on the fourth day at midnight, and you should make tea then, and after he drinks tea, I will take him up. But take care that you do not weep after he leaves the body." So on that day at midnight, everybody sat there in meditation, and Master came to take that boy up. The mother of that boy had been asleep, but at 11 o'clock, Master came in her dreams and told her to get up and make tea for him. When she did, she was singing hymns, and she was not at all worried about her son's departure, as she was feeling very happy that Master was coming to take him. Even though she was not an initiate, she was having faith in the Master. So when the time of 12 o'clock came, she was still singing hymns. She knew that until her son drank the tea, he will not leave. She just wanted to delay that. And at 12:15, when I saw that she was delaying the departure, I called her and said, "Why are you not giving tea to him?" So, when she gave tea to that boy, after drinking it, he said, "Now, Master has come here and I am going with him." And then he suddenly left the body. And all the people who were present there, they all saw the Master within and how he was taking the soul up. And in the dream, the Master had told the lady that she should not weep, because now that soul was under his protection. "Now I'm going to give him one more birth, and at such and such place he will be born 10 months from this date. You can go and see that your son is born at that place. And after that, keeping him there, I will take him to Sachkhand, because now that soul is under my protection." So Master is so gracious. He even liberates those souls who are not even initiated by him. How can we sing the praise of that great Master? Even a single word? We can't begin to sing his praise in completeness. He was so great. We'll leave off at that point. This is a satsang from South Africa in September of 1994. It's given the title Beyond the Gods and Goddesses.
ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਣਾ ਜਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਇੱਕ ਕਿਸੇ ਚਦਰਾਈ ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੀ, ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਤੇ ਸੋਈ ਜਨ ਪਾਵੇ ਹੋਰ ਨੇ ਪਰ ਸਭ ਚਦਰਾਈ ਸਭ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਦਇਆ ਹੈ। ਤਦ ਹੀ ਆਪਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਸ਼ ਗਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ।
I bow down at the feet of Almighty Lord Saun and Kripal, who have given us the opportunity to sing their praises and sing their glories. Dear ones, over here no one's wisdom works. Only he who has been blessed by him, only those who are blessed by him get to sing their glory and praises. Otherwise, everybody else's wisdom is of no use over here. It is only due to their grace that we all are sitting here and are sharing their love and we are singing their glories.
Parmatma jadon mehar karda hai, sab to pehla sanu insaan da jama danda hai। ਕਿਉਂ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਕੰਮ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਪੰਛੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀ ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਵੈਨ ਗੋਡ ਸ਼ਾਵਰਸ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਅਪੋਨ ਅਸ ਫਸਟਲੀ ਹੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਅਸ ਅ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ। ਵਾਈ ਡਸ ਹੀ ਗਿਵ ਅਸ ਅ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ? ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦ ਵਰਕ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨੋਟ ਡੂ ਇਨ ਐਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਬਾਡੀ ਲਾਈਕ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਾਡੀ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਐਨੀਮਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਬੀਸਟ ਦੈਟ ਵਰਕ ਇਜ ਆਫ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਈਜ਼ੀਲੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਫਾਰਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ। So that is why when God Almighty wants to shower His grace upon us, first of all, He gives us the human body.
Baki bhog yuniyan hundiyan han, sanu pata hai ki pashu panchi ji khande hai, peende hai, aaram karde hai, aur dukh sukh oh vi bhogde hai, garmi sardi mehsoos karde hai. Agar insaan ban ke assi aisho ishratan de vich lag gaye aur ਖਾਣ ਪਾਣ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਰਾਬਾਂ ਕਬਾਬਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਸ਼ੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਗ ਗਏ, ਜੋ ਮਕਸਦ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਇੱਕ ਤੋਹਫਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਾਮਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ, ਸਾਡੇ ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਫਰਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ।
ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ, ਆਲ ਅਦਰ ਬਾਡੀਜ਼ ਆਰ ਦ ਬਾਡੀਜ਼ ਇਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਪੇ ਆਫ ਦ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਔਰ ਸਫਰ ਦ ਕਰਮਾਸ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਈਵਨ ਦੀ ਬਰਡਸ ਐਨੀਮਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਬੀਸਟ ਦੇ ਆਲਸੋ ਸਫਰ the hunger, they also feel the heat and the cold, they also eat, drink, sleep, they also indulge, so they do all the things which we the human beings also do. So if after getting the human body we only indulge in the things, in the passions and the pleasures, if we spend our time just eating, drinking and sleeping, it means that we are not doing anything better or anything more than what the beast and the animals are doing. So if we are not doing anything superior to the things which the beast and the animals are doing, that means that we are not making the use or we are not taking advantage of this human form which God Almighty has given to us.
Kise vi param sant di tusi bani pad lo ohna de vich char cheezan te zor ditta janda hai, naam di mehma gai hundi hai kyunki naam to bagair ਨਾਮ ਨੇ ਹੀ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੀ ਰਚਨਾ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਵੀ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਹੈ।
ਯੂ ਮੇ ਰੀਡ ਦ ਬਾਣੀ ਆਫ ਐਨੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ, ਐਨੀ ਪਰਮ ਸੰਤ, ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਫਾਇੰਡ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਲੇਡ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਐਮਫੈਸਿਸ ਔਨ ਫੋਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ। ਦੇ ਆਲ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਨਾਮ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਨਾਮ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਦਿਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ, ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਐਨੀ ਲਿਬਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਾਈ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ।
ਦੂਸਰਾ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂਆਂ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਗਾਈ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਜੋੜਦੇ ਹੈ।
The other thing is that they sing the glory and the praises of the saints and the masters, because the saints and the masters are the only one who connect our souls with that naam.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ, ਜੁੜਿਆ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਹੈ, ਪਹਿਲਵਾਨ ਹੀ ਪਹਿਲਵਾਨੀ ਸਿਖਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਹੀ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨੂੰ ਪੜ੍ਹਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਖੁਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਿਆ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਹੈ, ਉਹੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ।
Master Kripal Singh ji used to say that he who is connected can connect you, only a wrestler can teach you to be a wrestler, and only a learned one can make you a learned one. So he who is connected with the Shabad Naam, he who has done the meditation of the Shabad Naam and has become the form of the Shabad Naam, can connect us with that Shabad Naam and make us meditate upon it.
Teesri gal, Sant Mahatma satsang te bada zor dinde hai, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੰਗਤ ਦਾ ਅਸਰ ਬੜੀ ਜਲਦੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸੋਭਤ ਦਾ ਅਸਰ ਬੜੀ ਜਲਦੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਨਮ ਤੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਅਪਰਾਧੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਸਿਰਫ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਪਰਾਧੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਆਪਣੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਛਾ ਔਰ ਬਿਹਤਰ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਦ ਥਰਡ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਲੇ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਐਮਫੈਸਿਸ ਅਪੋਨ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਵੀ ਕੀਪ, we become exactly like the company we keep. If we go in the satsang of the masters, we become like them, because no one is born a criminal. It is because of the company a person keeps that he becomes a criminal. So only after going in the satsang we come to know about the masters and about the teachings. So that is why the masters lay a lot of emphasis on doing the satsang.
अगर आप चोरां दी संगत करते हैं, चोरी करने की आदत पै जाती है, शराबियां कबाबियां दी आप संगत करते हैं, सानू शराब पीण की आदत पै जाती है, होर जे पैड़े खोटे कर्म वाले दी असी संगत करते हैं, सानू भी उसे ही बुरे कर्म करने दी आदत पै जाती है।
If you do the company of the thieves and the robbers, we become the thieves and robbers. If you do the company of the drunkards, we become the drunkards. In the same way, if you go in the company of the people who do the bad karmas, we get into the habit of doing those kind of bad karmas.
अगर जे असी परमात्मा दे प्यारियां दी संगत और सुभ दे विच जाने हैं, उन्हां दे समझाउण दे मुताबिक शब्द नाम दी कमाई करदे हैं, साडे अंदर भी परमात्मा दा प्यार पैदा हो जांदा है, सानू भी भगती करन दा शौक पैदा हो जांदा है।
If we go in the company of the lovers of God, if we go in the company of the saints and mahatmas, and if we listen to what they are saying, then in our within also the desire to develop love for God Almighty is created, and we also feel like, and we also get the desire to do the devotion of God.
प्यारेओ, अगर अंधा बाग दे विच चला जांदा है, बेशक वो फुलां दी सोहपन नहीं देख सकदा गा, लेकिन उहदी महक तो उहनां नूं आउंदी ही है।
Dear one, if a blind person goes to the garden, even if he cannot see the beauty of the flowers, but at least he can smell the fragrance of the flowers.
Isse tarah agar assi mahatma di sangat aur subh de vich jaane hain, beshak assi us te thoda amal karde hain, lekin aakhir utthe naam di khushboo, change banan di khushboo, parmatma di bhakti karan di khushboo ta sanu chadhi jandi hai.
In the same way, dear ones, if you go in the company of the mahatmas, even if we cannot follow exactly what the masters are telling us to do, but at least by going in their company, we become able to smell the fragrance of the Naam, and going in their company, gradually we get this desire to develop the love and we get the desire to do the devotion of the Master.
Chauthi gal, Mahatma, Paramatma di daya di mehma karde hai, ke agar o Paramatma sanu daya na kare, मेहर ना करे, तो असी महात्मा ना असी नाम ही ले सकते हैं, ना असी भगती कर सकते हैं, ना साडा भुलड़ मन इस पासे आ ही सकता है।
The fourth thing which the masters glorify a lot in their writings is the grace of God Almighty. If God Almighty does not shower His grace upon us, we cannot come to the masters, we cannot do the devotion of Lord, we cannot do any meditation, and our forgetful mind can never come towards the path of doing the devotion.
सो थोड़े अगे छोटा जा शब्द स्वामी जी महाराज का रखा जाता है, गौर ना सुन वाला है।
सो वेरी ब्रीफ हिम ऑफ स्वामी जी महाराज इज प्रेजेंटेड टू यू, इट शुड बी हर्ड टू विथ मच अटेंशन।
गुरु और नाम भक्ति बचन 19वां शब्द 13वां सार बचन पन्ना 149। गुरु कहे जगत सब अंधा, कोई गहे न कत की संधा।
सब संत महात्मा सानू अंधा करके बयान करते हैं, जब सानू अंधा कहंदे है सानू बुरा जरूर लगता है, लेकिन महात्मा दा कहा होया भी गलत नहीं गा।
All the saints and mahatmas call us as the blind ones. When they call us as the blind ones, we feel bad. But what the masters tell, that is also very true.
Guru Nanak ne bhi keha, andhe se na aakhiye jin log mukh loon nahe, andhe se hi nanaka jo khusmo kuthe jahe.
Guru Nanak sahib said that do not call them blind who do not have the eyes on them. Call them blind ones who do not see God Almighty who is within them.
Pyare assi andha us nu kehne hai jis de samne koi vastu payi hove jis nu kuch dise na, assi keh dinne hai ki parmatma har ik de andar hai, oh jarre jarre de vich hai, lekin oh andar hoya saade andar rehnda hoya assi us nu dekh nahi sakde, edu vad anna hor ki ho sakde hain.
Dear ones, we call him blind who cannot see the thing which is lying in front of him. Even though we all say that God is present within all of us, He is present everywhere, but still we are not able to see Him. So are we not the blind ones?
Paramatma sade sharir de andar hai, assi ohnu ya ta granthaan pothiyan vich palde hain, ja jangla pahadan vich palde hain,
ਜਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਦਰਾਂ ਮਸਜਿਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਪਾਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਪਾਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਕਰਮ ਕਾਂਡ ਰੀਤੀ ਰਿਵਾਜ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਾਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਅਸ ਬਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਹੋਲੀ ਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਚਰਸ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਟੈਂਪਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਮੋਸਕ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਹੋਲੀ ਵਾਟਰਸ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਪਿਲਗ੍ਰੀਮੇਜਸ ਔਰ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਸੋਸਾਇਟੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦਾ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਵੇ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ
ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਕਲ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਅਕਲ ਤੋਂ ਕੰਮ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਖੋਜ ਕਰ ਸਕੀਏ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਰਚਨਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੁੱਖ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਾਲ ਰਹਿ ਸਕੀਏ
ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਗੇਵ ਅਸ ਦਾ ਵਿਜ਼ਡਮ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਵਿਜ਼ਡਮ ਵੀ ਮੇ ਸਰਚ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਹੀ ਗੇਵ ਅਸ ਦੀ ਇੰਟਲੈਕਟ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਇੰਟਲੈਕਟ ਵੀ ਮੇ ਲਿਵ ਪੀਸਫੁਲੀ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ
ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਅਕਲ ਤੋਂ ਜੋ ਕੰਮ ਲੈਣਾ ਸੀ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਤੋਂ ਲੈਣਾ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਿਆ ਅੱਜ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਕੈਮੀਕਲ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰ ਲਈਆਂ ਹਨ ਬੜੇ ਬੜੇ ਟੈਂਕ ਤਬਾਹਕੁਨ ਜਹਾਜ਼ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰ ਲਏ ਹੈ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅਕਲ ਔਰ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਸੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੀ ਵਿਨਾਸ਼ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਲਾ ਲਈ ਹੈ
ਬਟ ਵੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਯੂਜ਼ ਦੀ ਵਿਜ਼ਡਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਇੰਟਲੈਕਟ ਵਿਚ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਗੇਵ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਲਿਵ ਪੀਸਫੁਲੀ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਕੈਮੀਕਲਸ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਵੈਪਨਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਟੈਂਕਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਅਵਰਸੈਲਵਸ ਹੈਵ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਕੌਜ਼ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਡਿਸਟਰਕਸ਼ਨ
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਅਕਲੀ ਸਹਿਬ ਸੇਵੀਏ ਅਕਲੀ ਪਾਈਏ ਮਾਨ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਅਕਲ ਅੱਛੀ ਹੈ ਕੌਣ ਆਪਣੀ ਅਕਲ ਤੋਂ ਕੰਮ ਲੈ ਰਿਹਾ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਹੈ
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਦ ਦੀ ਇੰਟਲੈਕਟ ਵੀ ਸਰਵ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ ਵਿਦ ਦੀ ਇੰਟਲੈਕਟ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਦੀ ਆਨਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਇੰਟਲੈਕਟ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਵਿਜ਼ਡਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੈਂਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਹੀ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਵਿਜ਼ਡਮ
ਅਕਲ ਇਹ ਨਾ ਆਖੀਏ ਅਕਲ ਗਵਾਈਏ ਬਾਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਕਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹਿ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੜਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਝਗੜਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਦੂਸਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਗਲਾ ਕੱਟਣ ਦੀਆਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਕੀਮਾਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਕਾਲ ਦੈਟ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਵਿਜ਼ਡਮ ਔਰ ਇੰਟਲੈਕਟ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਕਿਲ ਈਚ ਅਦਰ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਹਰਟ ਵੀ ਵਿਦ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਹਰਟ ਈਚ ਅਦਰ
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਆ ਜਦੋਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਇੱਕ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਗਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਦੈਨ ਵਾਈ ਆਰ ਵੀ ਕਾਲਿੰਗ ਵਨ ਪਰਸਨ ਗੁੱਡ ਐਂਡ ਅਦਰ ਪਰਸਨ ਬੈਡ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਕਾਲਿੰਗ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਬੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਕਾਲਿੰਗ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਡ
ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅੰਧੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਘਟਮੇ ਸੂਝਤ ਨਾਹੀਂ ਲਾਣ ਤੇ ਐਸੀ ਜਿੰਦ ਤੁਲਸੀ ਜਾਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਕੋ ਪਿਆ ਮੋਤੀਆ ਬਿੰਦ
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਕਾਲ ਅਸ ਐਜ਼ ਦ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਵਨਸ ਤੁਲਸੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਯੂ ਬਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਹਿਮ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਅਵੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਹਿਮ ਓ ਤੁਲਸੀ ਇਟ ਸੀਮਸ ਐਜ਼ ਇਫ ਦ ਹੋਲ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸਿਕਨੈਸ ਆਫ ਕੈਟਰੈਕਟ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਆਈਜ਼
गुरु कहीं जगत सब अंधा कोई गहे न कट की संधा बाहर मुख पर में सारी अंतर
ਬੜੀ ਬੜੀ ਚੋਟੀ ਦੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹਰ ਸਮਾਜ ਵਿਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਕੀਮਤੀ ਵਕਤ ਪੰਜਾਹ ਪੰਜਾਹ ਚਾਲੀ ਚਾਲੀ ਸਾਲ ਵੀਹ ਸਾਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਮਝਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਲਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਪੋਥੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਹਦਾਇਤ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਖ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਗ੍ਰੇਟੈਸਟ ਆਰਡਰ ਕਮ ਇਨ almost all the religions in all the communities and they spent 50-60 years the very precious time of their life trying to explain to us and for our guidance for our understanding they even write great scriptures for us
jadon mahatma sansar ton ole hunde hai assi sare hi koson dur ohna de ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਤੋਂ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਬਾਹਰ ਮੁਖੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਰਮ ਕਾਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਲਝ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਵੈਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਗੋ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵੀ ਆਲ ਦ ਫਾਲੋਅਰਸ ਆਫ ਦੋਜ਼ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੇਅਰ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਐਕਸਟ੍ਰੋਵਰਟ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਇਨ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਚੁਅਲਸ
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਾਣ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਕੋਈ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਖੜਾਵਾਂ ਤੇ ਜੋੜਿਆਂ ਤੇ ਮੱਥੇ ਟੇਕਣੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਸਾਂਭ ਸਾਂਭ ਕੇ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਿਸ ਮਕਾਨ ਵਿਚ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਮੱਥੇ ਟੇਕਣ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਸਮਝ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਆਫਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਡਿਪਾਰਚਰ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਬਾਉ ਡਾਊਨ ਐਟ ਦ ਸ਼ੂਜ਼, ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਟੇਕ ਕੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਕਲੋਥਸ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਵੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਬਾਉ ਡਾਊਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਕਲੋਥਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ. And some people get attached to the houses, to the homes where the Mahatma used to live, and they understand that just by bowing down and worshipping those places where the masters had lived, they will get the liberation.
Jis charpai te Mahatma ne thoda bahut aaram kita hunda, kai log us de paave kutan de vich hi mukti samajhde hai.
Some people understand that they will get the liberation just by giving massage to the legs of the bed which the masters have used.
Pyaro aise kar main apni zindagi de andar ਖੁਦ ਕੀਤੇ ਹੈ. ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਕੀ ਦੱਸਾਂ, ਸਾਰੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਹੀ ਭਟਕਦੀ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਹੈ. ਜਦ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕੀਤੀ, ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਖਿਆਲ ਨੂੰ ਹਟਾ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰਲੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਿਆ, ਆਪਦੇ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਨਿਮੰਤਰਣ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਫੇਰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਲੜਕੀਆਂ ਗੁੱਡੀਆਂ ਪਟੋਲਿਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਉਤਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਹੀ ਖੇਡਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ. ਜਦ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਕੌਣ ਗੁੱਡੀਆਂ ਪਟੋਲੇ ਸਾਂਭਦਾ ਹੈ, ਪਤੀ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿਚ ਦਿਲ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਮੁਖੀ ਉਤਨੇ ਦਿਨ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਦਿਨ ਸੰਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦੇ, ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ, ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਮਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ.
Dear ones, I myself have done these kind of karmas. I don't want to give the example of other people because I myself have done this. Dear ones, the whole world is under this illusion and they all are wandering here and there. Only when I met beloved Master Kripal and when he withdrew my attention from all the outside things, he showed me his glory in the within and he invited me to come to his eternal home inside. Only then I came to realize that what was the reality, and then I came to realize that the girls play with the dolls as long as they are not married. Once they get married and once they get the husband, who wants to play with the dolls anymore? Because after they get married, their attention is always with their husband. So dear ones, we go on doing the rites and rituals, we are performing all the extrovert things until we meet the masters. When we meet the masters and when the master showers grace upon us and tell us about the inner things, then who wants to involve in doing the outer rites and rituals?
We'll close our satsang with the bhajan of Baba Somanath, Satguru Sawana Shah, on page 13. O spiritual emperor Satguru Sawan, you have captured my attention. Wherever I look, there I see you. All consciousness of the body has been lost. This servant does your dhyan like the moonbird contemplating on the moon. In the day I have no peace, and at night I get no rest. You have made your abode within me. Oh, who will hear this prayer of mine, and where do I go? Tears are flowing from my eyes like water running in a stream. You have pierced my heart with the arrow of your love. Now I wish to give up my life. Without you, in which direction should I go? You are the only one, both within and without. You have dwelt in the temple of the mind. Your servant Somanath remains in dhyan constantly. He has only your hope. You are the father and mother of this child. Cut the net of Maya. O spiritual emperor Satguru Sawan, you have captured my attention.
Satguru Sawana Shah, Mera Chitta Hara Liya Ji. Satguru Sawana Shah, Mera Chitta Hara Liya Ji. Jitta Dekhu Titta Tu आप दिखाई गति माति तन की स्थिति भूल गाई. t'écoutita tout apotikai. Gati mati tanaki siti bulakai. Chanda chakora dhyana layachi mera chitta haraliyaji. Sat guru savana sha mera chitta haraliyaji. Sat guru savana sha mera chitta haraliyaji. Dilako chenana rata koshayana mana me mere tu garakina. Dilako chenana rata koshayana mana me mere tu garakina. Kona sune kaha javaji mera chitta haraliyaji. Satguru savana sha mera chitta haraliyaji. Satguru savana sha mera chitta haraliyaji. Nena pahe chasa charana nira kana kaliche bicha lagitira. Nena pahe chasa charana nira kalite bicha lagitira. Jana chahat ab jiyaji mera chita haraliyaji. Satguru savana sha mera chitta haraliyaji. Satguru savana sha mera chitta haraliyaji. Tujha bina chao koni ora ek tunni hai andara bahara. Tujha bina chao koni ora ek tu hi hai andara bahara. Mana mandara andara basiyaji mera chitta haraliyaji. Satguru savana sha mera chitta haraliyaji. Satguru Savanasha Mera Chita Haralyaji Dasa Somanata Dhyasa Mera Henita Asa Ekateri Balak Pita Mata Dasa Somanata Dhyasa Mera Henita Asa Ekateri Balak Pita Mata Fasa Kata Diyo Maya Ji Mera Chita Haralya Ji Satguru Savana Sha Mera Chita Haralya Ji Satguru Savana Sha Mera Chita Haralya Ji
O spiritual emperor Satguru Savan, you have captured my attention. May God bless us all.